It's time for High Plains Public Radio's weekly program, Growing on the High Plains. Here's Skip.
No doubt about it, tomatoes are at the top of the most planted list in U.S. gardens. From large gardens to small, if vegetables are featured, it's a pretty sure bet that tomatoes of some sort and size will be a part of the botanical population. And within the hundreds of different tomato varieties, there are two basic types or categories that relate to the ultimate size of the plant and how long it will produce fruits in your garden. The growth habit of an indeterminate tomato can easily range between 6 to 10 feet. This means they can become giants that will require some well-planned staking for support as they begin to produce fruits throughout the summer, finally giving up the season with the first frost. Many gardeners create cages to house these botanical beasts, placing them early in the season to help train the snarl of stems that would otherwise trail along the ground and overtake neighboring garden residents. In contrast, determinate tomatoes sport a more compact habit and are often referred to as bush tomatoes. They usually grow to a height of 3 or 4 feet and throw all their growth and energy into producing a single crop of numerous fruits. Determinates are often the favorites of people who opt to grow them in large pots or containers that can become a part of patio plantings. A third type of tomato plant is actually a cross between the previous two, a semi-determinate, which grows 3 to 5 feet tall, thus still requiring staking or a support system, and producing a main crop that will then continue to provide a number of fruits until colder weather sets in. Among the hundreds of tomato choices a gardener now has available, the semi-determinate is often a favorite. In addition to staking or caging the taller and longer-producing tomatoes, it's important to use mulch to keep moisture in and soil-borne diseases out. I use newspaper covered by wheat straw, but black plastic, grass clippings, or shredded leaves are also good mulches. An application of fertilizer and providing ample water are also musts for tomato success. Pruning is another element that needs to be considered if you want a successful tomato patch. Although indeterminate varieties are often given free rein to grow at a gallop, lots of gardeners do some earlier cutbacks on sucker stems that form between the main stalk and side branches, especially those growing close to the ground that might make it easier for insects and disease spores to do some damage. Determinate types of tomatoes should not be pruned because they bear fruits only on the ends of their branches, so cutting back will result in literally cutting back your tomato harvest. As a general rule, pruning causes plants to bear earlier and produce larger fruits, but fewer in number. And pruning, if overdone, reduces the foliage that protects against sun scald of the fruits. Those who know more than I claim that unpruned tomato plants will yield more fruits, but they will take longer to ripen. And as a final thought on pruning, many tomato experts say that pruning can affect the flavor of this popular vegetable. Seems the more foliage a plant has, the more photosynthesis it is engaged in, thus producing more natural sugars in the fruit. Lots of foliage gives shade to the tomato, protecting it from summer heat and causing it to ripen more slowly, which in turn improves the taste. I read this informative tidbit in the Old Farmer's Almanac, and I must say it makes sense. Maybe I'll do my own taste test on a couple of trial tomato plants this summer. If so, I'll keep you posted on the results.
Growing on the High Plains is a production of High Plains Public Radio. It's written and narrated by Skip Mancini, and it's produced by Brian Burrell. To hear more Growing on the High Plains, visit hppr.org.